Today we have a plethora of saints that are celebrated. A wonderful, wonderful day. All of them young, all of them martyrs for the faith. We have, and I will go by order of rank, Flavia Domitilla, who is related to the Emperor Flavius. And she converted to Christianity. And at the time, of course, there was persecution in all of the Roman Empire. In addition, she had been betrothed to some young, wealthy pagan who was not a Christian. And so when he saw that she retracted and decided that she was not going to marry him, then he began to question things and to figure out what was going on. So he realized that she had turned to a Christian. And of course, it was against the law, and the punishment was death. So he turned her in. In the meantime, the other two that are very interesting are Nereus, Saint Nereus, and Saint Achilleus. Now, there are many things written about them. I looked at several things and wonder where they got some of this. In one of the biographies, they said that there were two soldiers. They were not soldiers, and I think perhaps they were just being Victorian. Both Nereus and Achilleus belonged, they were slaves of Domitilla, and they were eunuchs. You know what eunuchs are? Snap, snap, snap. And of course, to Victorians, that would have been just, oh my goodness. You know, like if God didn't create the body. It reminds me of St. Teresa de Jornet, our family friend, whose first convent was one of my great-grandfather's homes. One of the nuns was very afraid because the doctor was going to come look at her because she had hemorrhoids. And she was just so embarrassed. And St. Teresa said to her, "Sister, the same God who created your face created your butt. So get over it." And she got over it. You know, the saints have very wonderful senses of humor. So remember that. Anyway, but Nereus and Achilleus were eunuchs. And they were converted. They were converted to Christ. And of course, our Lord speaks about this. And our Lord did not condemn the fact of eunuchs. He said, there are some people who are eunuchs for this reason, or for that reason, or for that. You must be eunuchs for the kingdom. In other words, not to use those gifts that God has given us in perfect chastity. In their case, they had no choice. But either way, they're converted, and they gave their whole life to Christ. And then the third one, who had nothing to do with these three, but is celebrated on this day, is Saint Pancras. And no, he is not the patron saint of people having problems with their pancreas. Pancras, no either. But I can see the imaginations, the little cogs in people's brains, you know. He was just a young boy, about 13 or 14 years old, and he converted. And then all of them were sent, first of all, to the island of Ponza, which must have been very horrible, because that's where a lot of the Christians were sent in exile, especially the rich ones who would have to live in great suffering and poverty on this island of Ponza. I definitely do not plan to visit there. But anyway, they were there, and they were asked, "Are you ready to come back to the Roman gods?" "No, we belong to Jesus Christ. There's only one God, Jesus Christ. He is the King of the universe." And so then they took him back to Rome, and in different ways, they were tortured horribly with hooks and knives and clubs And finally, their heads were lopped off. And so we have these, all of them around the year 304. The thing that is really interesting is that even though there's not so much written about them, we know these things. Pope St. Gregory the Great spoke about them. And Pope St. Damasus, who was the pope that hired St. Jerome to come and be his secretary and to translate the scripture into Latin, the Latin Vulgate, he was the one who wrote verses about them in their tombs. And there are two churches that were dedicated to St. Nereus and Achilleus, and then another church dedicated to St. Pancras. I do not know about St. Domitila, but I always heard, always, about St. Domitila. Domitila here, Domitila there. So the Romans are still very much enamored of these four holy people, young people, who gave their lives for Christ. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Only two more days till the Ascension. And then, until Trinity Sunday, we have the Easter season. And then after that, we will have Pentecost and the time after Pentecost. So we can say Alleluia all we want. Alleluia. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.